gentrification is not good from the, my perspective and the perspective of my organization. It could be a byproduct of development, of unbalanced growth, and of development that is not done in a more strategic and focused way. But inherently, it is not a good thing. What is good is neighborhood revitalization. And for us, gentrification occurs when people who have the wherewithal to bring back communities that have been disinvested in focus more on attracting people with a higher tax digest, people who they believe have the ability to create better communities first, without thinking about the people that are already there first. And what happens is you have this pressure, these market pressures that occur that actually bring in and policies and public finance and infrastructure. All of these things are used as a point of entry for new residents at the expense of people that are already there. And what we're seeing in Atlanta on many occasions in many of our most underinvested communities, what we're seeing is individuals who have been marginalized and have not been supported through fiscal policy being put in a position of subsidizing their own displacement.
Mm. So what recommendations do you make?
I think that many of the communities that are African-American in particular in Atlanta have a history of being disinvested in. It just didn't start yesterday. I mean, we've had issues in terms of the lack of MARTA being a regional transportation system, mm-hmm. redlining. Most of these older communities have bad infrastructure. You know, so there's a history of disinvestment and a value proposition that has been expressed through public policy and municipal budgets that have put certain communities over other communities. So we have to put those communities at the center of our policy making. That's number one. Number two, we have to begin the process of making businesses that come to this city and receive public dollars to pay their fair share. You know, we cannot continue to allow stadiums to be built, you know, investments to be made, businesses to be attracted in this community that are sucking up so much public money, but are not being required to focus on the public good as a requirement for them receiving those type of public dollars. So whether that be through them investing dollars in an affordable housing trust fund, where those dollars can be used to help to develop affordable housing, or local hiring agreements where those businesses are required to hire people locally, or many other things that our development authority can begin the process of encouraging and even requiring. I think all of those things to a certain extent can play a critical role. There's a whole toolbox of policies that can be used. But the most important thing that we have to understand is that in this city, in this region, in this state, we have to begin to move towards a revolution of values that elevates the fact that everyone is an asset and no one is a liability. And we have to build our policies and our solutions around that belief.
Mm-hmm. Has Atlanta done enough? Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, her goal to create more affordable housing in the city. Has there been enough done?
I think it has been a start. I think that the mayor's commitment to equity is commendable. Mm-hmm. We did not have that commitment in the previous administration. We have tried to do what we can to support the administration as we can, but also, of course, as an equity organization, we also have to speak the truth and be supportive of the community as well. But I think the posture and the commitment of the mayor, I don't think can be questioned. The question, though, is that can we create an environment of collaboration and contribution, right, where every aspect of our community can be encouraged through our mayor to do their fair share and their part in ensuring that Atlanta remains a city for everyone. And the challenge is that the way that things have been positioned does not unfortunately create that particular outcome if you look at the way that public dollars are used to attract businesses and other key things that we see in the community. The most unfortunate aspect, in my opinion, of gentrification is not just about the people being forced out or the lack of investment in our future generations as a result of our kids not having the opportunity to have the resources they need. The biggest crime from my perspective is the sanitizing of the community's culture. Right. Mm-hmm. So when new people come into a community, it's not just about individuals being pushed out. Their culture, their experiences, the value that they bring, in many cases that those experiences that have made Atlanta the number one city for hip hop music and for culture. You know, black culture, Atlanta's black culture created that. And created that opportunity and created an economic boom for the city. And so now people are coming in and beginning to wash out that culture and sanitize that culture, even though it was that culture that attracted them to the city in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, it's a really unfortunate thing. And as a fourth generation Atlantan, so I know what I'm talking about, it's been really painful to watch. And we have to do something about it.